Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There'll be a whole bunch of different pictures up there about rocks. And they'll just kind of go through. Now, you may not always think that it's just a rock, but as you're looking at the pictures, listen. You see, Peter was addressing new Christians, what it looks like to follow God in a community that had many tensions. So sometimes he quoted scripture. So he knew the word of God as he quoted the scripture. And there seems to be a tension of living for Christ versus living in the world. That's who Peter wrote to. Seems to me that's who we are right now. A tension of living for Christ versus living in the world. Christians that were alienated and persecuted for their Christian lifestyle. That's who Peter is writing to. Seems to me that we too might be Christians that are alienated or persecuted for what we believe. It was a challenge. Now, all of these pictures, as you notice, are not all rocks. There are many kinds of living stones, cornerstones, rocks of my life. And we'll talk about some of those in a minute. You see, living as a part of the Roman Empire versus living as followers of Christ. That's the tension of the text and of 1 Peter. Seems to me that that is our text as well. Living as people, as part of a world in which we live, versus living as followers of Christ. Sometimes we're ridiculed, just like 1 Peter. Sometimes we're treated as evildoers, just like 1 Peter. Sometimes we're insulted by unbelieving neighbors, just like 1 Peter. But the word of hope is that we are a royal priesthood, a chosen race, a holy nation, God's own. So the text is hope-filled and wonder-filled. A cornerstone. What is a cornerstone? Sometimes it's just that thing that has the date on it. But other times we need the cornerstone of our life. That living stone. Those rocks that keep us going. So many of these pictures, all of these pictures, deal with my life. Some of them are from my credo experience of last year, where I learned what it means to grow and become the person that God is calling me to be. Some of them are family members, old, old pictures, some newer pictures, both sides of my family with cousins. Some of them are of my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-aunts, and my sisters and myself. Some of them are rocks and streams. You see, when I began to think about 1 Peter, I remembered a time when I went to church camp. It was choir camp. It was probably the last one that I had gone to, so I was probably 8th or 9th grade. And the theme, and it's the only year I remember the theme of church camp, and I went for many years. It was about rocks, about Jesus being the rock of our lives. So as I began to think of 1 Peter, And what it is that 1 Peter is writing to, you know, the tension of living in this world for Christ and living in the world, there is a tension in that world in which we live these days. So as he began to think of all of that, these pictures, images of rocks in my life came through. Some of them are huge, unmovable rocks. Some of them are people and the love rock. This is the Credo group that I was a part of. New. Now, many of these, I did not include many pictures of friends, but I do think friends also are a rock. I know, you might, that's Heidelberg. So institutions and places, rocks become the building stones of who we are to be. And as Carson said, with Jesus. Can you imagine Grace United Church of Christ without Carson and Lily? Can you imagine Grace United Church of Christ without Tony and Izzy? Can you imagine Grace United Church of Christ without you? Building stones, rocks of our lives. And as Peter says, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. Think about your rocks. For me, there are many things: color, family, friends, climbing, nature. Huge rocks, places. What are the rocks in your life that help you to be who God is calling you to be? Because if you remember what I said about this text is about, it's the tension of living as Christians who were alienated and persecuted for their Christian lifestyle. For the love that they were learning about and growing from in Christ. Are you living as a part of the empire of the world? Are you living as followers of Christ? We grow and change with Jesus. Yeah, I know it's hard at times to remember that God is calling us. I know at times it's hard to live as a Christian in a world that sometimes doesn't feel that love. But you see, the rock of it all is the love of God. Oh, there's some of those that have a little demon eyes in there. But the love of God calls us, because love is love is love. So think about your rocks. Think about the rocks in your life. The cornerstones, the middle, the edges. And know that God is love no matter what. Thanks be to God. Amen.